closer. But if you don't like, just stay where you are. So I think I will start. Buongiorno, or obrigado, these are the two words in Portuguese. I hope you at least understand these. Well, my name is Andreas Tiller. I want to speak about Debian Med and how we are trying to integrate hospital software, or software that is used in hospitals. And I can say in advance that we did not finish this task, but I want to tell you how we are trying to finish it. Well, as an introduction, I want to tell you about this crazy project, and the number of people in this auditorium tell you why it is crazy to start with medical software in Debian or in free software world. I will give you a little bit about the history of the project, and then I will tell you something about hospital information systems, how we made the choice, and then how we did the Vista packaging. Well, about the history, maybe at the very first, I say, in addition to the previous talk, that I'm actually inside Debian because a woman has invited me, some kind of technically invited. It was when I started as a very bloody beginner. Women Debian developer Susan Kleinman compiled the kernel 5 times only for me and sent it to me via email to get me started. I think if people care so much about their users, this must be the right distribution. And so, well, the women didn't hear it anymore, but it's a fact that women are accepted in Debian. So about the Debian Med project. The idea started, well, influenced by some Bordeaux wine at the Libre Software meeting or Debian Conference 1, which was held in Bordeaux, and you see a lot of wine. And this wine we have drunken in a social event, and this social event was after a day where I was in a medical talk and where people are they're working on translating installation instructions of medical software into French. I said, what a crazy waste of time to translate installation instructions. A user wants to have an installer, a Debian package or whatever, and so having wine and crazy ideas in mind, we started working. We started working on the first talk I had in Bordeaux. It was not called Debian Med or whatever. It was just presenting my idea how we should present medical software to the user. So what is Debian Med now after more than 10 years? If people hear the name, they think it's a practice management system. And people just listen and have an imagination, but it is wrong. Debian Med contains a practice management system and a lot of other things which are useful in medical care. And we extend the idea of medical care also to research like investigation, gene sequences. So it's also a lot of bioinformatics. I give you some numbers later. And in Debian terms, we call it a Debian Pure Blend for medical care and microbiology research. I will tell you later what a Debian Pure Blend might be. So what is the motivation? Free software in medicine is not widely established. You know, usually medicine is connected to money, is connected to people who are very confident that what they are doing is the right thing to do, and they are running systems and I do not really want to change. And free software is just something new in medicine. And there are some sub-areas well covered. For instance, in the biological research, you see it by the numbers of packages we just included, and the reason is simply that it's done in universities by students. PhD students are writing programs, and this is usually scientific work, and the scientific work is well more adapted to the idea of free software. We have some medical data processing. We have more than one practice management system. One is GNUMed. It will be presented tomorrow, right? The presenters here in the audience. This is a quite interesting project. It is an international project which started in Australia, has a very strong movement made in Germany, and is now also in Brazil, I think in Poland and in other countries. And in Debian is also another, or at least or there are actually two practice management systems where you can do your daily work in the doctor's practice. We have a lot of packages about preclinical research of microbiology and genetics, as well as medical imaging. Medical imaging is also a very good covered field in Debian. So if you have Debian installed or you have it running a Debian machine, you are quite well prepared for these tasks. So the motivation to run DebianMed was to assemble a pool of all those existing free medical software. We don't write software in Debian. We just take existing free software and bundle them in Debian packages and build this pool. On the other hand, if you are comfortable with Debian and you have this large distribution with more than 20,000 binary packages, you will probably not even notice that there are medical programs inside it. When I started with Debian, when I was invited by Susan Kleinman into Debian, it was in 1996, and I was more or less able to read through all the descriptions of the packages, but for these 20,000 packages, it's not possible anymore. And you will notice that you will not even understand the description you are reading, so it's not possible. What can we do about this? We try to focus the user on the medical subset inside these 20,000 packages. And we are packaging on one hand, and we are trying to integrate the packages into the distribution by making them also more visible for those who are interested. We're trying to do something for easy installation and configuration. It is done by so-called meta packages. For instance, if you say, well, I'm doing medical imaging, I want to have all the packages inside Debian which are useful for this task in medical imaging, then you only need a single line or a single click in your installing program and install a so-called meta package, which is called Med Imaging. And then you are done. And then you are ready and you see what exists inside Debian. So we are trying to maintain a general infrastructure for medical users. And we also give a general overview about the medical software inside Debian. And we also created some website I can show you here, or maybe I'll show you in the end of the talk when there are questions. Maybe this is the right moment. And we also try to propagate the idea of free software in medicine. I'm talking on conferences, as I do here, and I think because this DebianMed project exists, people are even noticing that there is some free software, because Debian is quite famous. For medical programs to get the same level of famousness, it's quite hard. But if you say, well, inside Debian you have this, 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 and this, people are just noticing. And this is actually my job, to make people aware that there is some free medical software. And so a very important thing is that Debian Med is completely integrated into Debian. It is no fork. The first question was what people asking me if about Debian Med, can I have a CD, DVD of Debian Med? And my answer is, no, sorry. We have the Debian DVD set. That's all. That's everything you need. And it's ready. And this idea is a little bit hard to understand, but once people got the idea, they think, well, it's not that stupid. Because there are several derived distributions from Debian, which are doing quite some similar things. But it's a lot of work, a really lot of work for only a few people. Just who of you want to run his own distribution in this sale? You are potentially people who could do this. And nobody really wants it to do. And if there is even one person, this person might, in the best case, get a lot of children and has no time anymore. In the worst case, run over by bus and the distribution stops. But Debian will survive, even if I get starting a new hobby. We have a lot of people behind the idea, and this idea exists because Debian exists and not because of the free software medicine exists. So, as I said, we are making the medical software a part of Debian. This is the point. And sometimes we have even code that is not developed upstream anymore, but it's survived in Debian. And perhaps there are some users, and so we're trying to support these users. We even try to be a collection of these projects to help upstream to stay in the medical floss area. And as I said, Debian Med will survive because it's inside Debian, and as I said, well, if some people of the team find some other interesting things to do, the others will continue the work. This idea somehow also dived into Fedora and OpenSUSE. In Fedora, it's called SIG. There's a Fedora Medical SIG. And OpenSUSE Medical. And actually, we are working together. Well, there is no real competition in these distributions. I'm not a friend of distributions saying mine is better than yours. And I'm reading their mailing lists. But honestly, I have to say they are not that much developed as in Debian regarding the number of people working on this, regarding the number of packages included. But I always tell them, well, we have patches for the package and you can take over and try to share experiences. So in my perception, Debian Med is a sustainable way to distribute medical floss to the user. And this is what I mean with sustainable, that's included into Debian directly. And actually, this included into Debian directory is the idea of blends. How can you suit Debian? Well, a user has a new computer and installs his software, it's Debian, and you can see behind every package, a person or a team. This word, it was just my entry point into Debian with my first package. But you have a set of people which cares for certain software. This is the point. And this relation, this direct relation between software and people is quite important because you have some people to talk to if something is not working. So this is my visualization of Debian. But the new user had the following look. Oh, what a whole lot of software. How can I find the software I'm interested in? And this is Debian Med. We put a focus on the medical software by some techniques. I can show in the end, we have these meta packages, we have some websites. And all the other blends are putting a focus on different things. We have a Debian Edu blend, we have multimedia, we have Debian GIS. We have different blends, and all these blends trying to take the hand of the user of a specific field and lead him into Debian. Well, this is in short the blends idea. It says we do not make a separate distribution, but we just make Debian fit for medical care in our case. And we do not develop medical software, but we're trying to integrate this. And in some way, a Debian developer is a missing link between upstream auto and user. And we are trying to be this for the medical software. Here you can see some so-called tasks, we call it tasks in Debian, which are different work fields in medicine. Every blend has these tasks, and here you have selected the biological task with a lot of packages. There are more than 100 packages which you can use to do gene sequencing and phylogenetic trees and so on. You can also develop biological applications. This is a second blue line. You can do medical imaging and development of medical imaging software. These are the light blue and light green lines. We have also practice management, the yellows, and psychology, the orange ones, and some tools, and some other tasks which are not fitting on this diagram. What is lacking is a hospital management system, what I'm talking about. And I told you, I'm talking about how we are approaching this and how far we are. And so about the hospital information systems, at first we need to make a choice. And from the very, very beginning, there was Vista. This name was before Windows Vista, actually. It is 30 years old and has nothing to do with this. And Vista is maybe the hospital management system in free software. There are others, but this is the one. You really want to have this in a serious, if you want to be serious about Debian Meet, we want to have this. This is in short. And as I said, we need to fulfill our mission, and after 10 or 11 years, would be nice to have it, but we have some technical problems I will explain later. The main problem is the complexity of the system is really large. The thing is, it is free software, but while you will not manage to install it, you need to pay somebody to install it. Right? That's the idea. And we do not really want to disturb the business model of these people who are installing the software. We actually really want to help these people. If these people who are doing the service for Vista find a very easy way to install it, they just can save time, they can use Debian, and they can do some other service even better. So we want to work together with the developers of Vista and with the service providers. So, what I wanted to say, the complexity of this package is, I'm a physicist by profession. I have nothing to do with medicine, nothing to do with biology, but I can code. And I started with the very simple code to package a system, package a program. But at some point, you need to understand what's happening. And I'm in the position of a random Debian developer, and I need to understand what Vista is doing. And so I need the people who are working with this. And all the 10 years we needed to find a connection to these people. They need to take us honest. They need to understand that Debian is something which is useful for them. And this status we really reached. So we have now reached the precondition to establish a strong connection to the upstream developers and users. So as I said, this is about Vista. We have the one we really want to have. We also had a look at Care2X, which is a web-based hospital management system. The development is, as far as I know, a little bit stalled, and so our code to package it is also quite aged and probably not useful anymore. We have currently in Debian Experimental, so you can apt-get install it even if you include Experimental, GNU Health. This is a hospital management system, also web-based, which is supported by the Free Software Foundation. And it is also packaged by an upstream developer of GNU Health. My strategy is currently, when I was in the beginning of DebianMate, I was everything doing myself. Now my strategy is to teach people how to package. So my work moved from doing the work to telling the people how to do the work. This is an interesting shift, and it works. It actually works. So GNU Health was packaged by somebody else, and I just explained this is right and this is wrong, and to do it that way, and so we have something. And OpenMRS was, from the development point inside Debian, quite similar. We had we were close to an upload of OpenMRS to the Debian mirrors, but the person who actually did it finished his job, and we somehow need to do it ourselves now. So we have actually four candidates for hospital management systems, and just to inform you what we have, but now I continue with Vista, because this is, as I said, the system we want to use. So, what are we trying to do? We did developer meetings to come together with upstream. We try to detect people who are doing Debian derivatives, which are targeting at medical care, and tell them, well, do you want to do your work together with us? And this also works, and so we get extra competence, because these the creators of these derivatives have some certain competence in their field. And we are doing training of upstream developers in packaging. And so if there's anybody interested in medical care and have some project, please raise your hand. We try to integrate this into Debian. This is what we are actually doing. So training upstream, I just told you that we did something with OpenMRS. And I started some kind of what I called mentoring of the month. The problem is, in free software, people are really free to do something. If they work for money, the boss can say, please do this or you will not get money. You have not this handle. And so I was wondering, what can I do if people starting doing a really good job and then they vanish? And I tried to get some handle to these people by trading my spare time for teaching them. So they want to get some knowledge, I offer this knowledge, but on the other hand, I take the freedom to ask the person, what did you today? Has you some problems? Can I help you? What will you do tomorrow? This is called mentoring of the month. So I offer my time for 1 month for one student, and he can ask me any question in public on the mailing list to show how it works to discuss in public. And this mentoring of the month was quite successful also in the Vista packaging. I will come on the next slide to this. So this is the main point, to train upstream people to package something. So actually for the Vista packaging, it started with some mail. of Luis Ibanez. It's a Colombian physicist working in the whole world, and now it's work involved in Vistarm. And he said in his very colorful language how great Vista is, and that we could change history if it would be packaged for Debian. We are working on a Shera, building an open source environment for Vista, the electronic health record, and so on. Vista is the best proven EHR, and it has been used for 30 years, and so on. And he is probably right. It was on the 18th January in 2012, and by chance, on the evening, the mails really crossed. I suggested this mentoring of the month on the next day. The mails just crossed. And so Luis was one of my first mentoring of month student. And so we worked on this, because Vista has some precondition. It's called GTM, which is a MUMS implementation. Anybody knows MUMS? Yeah. This is maybe something for the old men, for the brave men. Well, I'm old as well, sure. But MUMS is some database which is... this implementation was actually written for Vista. There are other implementations which are focusing on high scalability and whatever. They have nice features, in short. I can't say more. I can only say something about the packaging. And the first challenge was that you need a running GTM installation to build GTM. This is called a bootstrapping process, which is like the GCC. If you have the GCC, you need the compiler to GCC. And this, well, it simply creates trouble in terms of packaging. Oops. Our first approach was to create a final package, upload it, and use this, or an initial package, and use this to create a final package. But, well, in the process of packaging, we learned that probably the build system of GTM is not as optimal as it should be. And so, by trying to include this stuff into Debian, we found a way to enhance the software. And this is something I'm also very proud of, because it happens quite frequently. If you put software into Debian, you can enhance its quality. And the final approach was to rewrite the aged build system, and now use CMake, which enables avoiding all this bootstrapping process. So it just became way more easy to include it. And then there was also a common sprint between GTM upstream developers and a Debian developer, and it brought it very much forward, the package. And the only thing is now we are just waiting until the next official release. It should happen in the next couple of weeks, and then we are close to ready with the upload of this GTM. I told this even 1 year before, which was not reached with the CMake and so, but now we are really, really close to this point. I think also this GTM is also used in some GIS applications, whatever. But the main point is, the cooperation with upstream is essential to fill our mission. And this example is really a living proof for this. So, how to tackle our final target? Once we had something to experiment with, GTM, Luis also started with Vista packaging, and there is another problem, because Vista is a quite complex beast, and some developers compare it to Linux distribution in itself. You can build bundles, modules, or in their jargon it's called kits, and well, it makes a really complex thing. And as I said, you as a non-Vista expert do not want to install it yourself. But we try to hand over the people who are doing services for Vista, this apt-get install Vista, and then doing their stuff based on this because they have a running system, they have a defined status where they can start. And this is also a main point I want to stress for Debian Med. If you are doing medicine, if you are my doctor, I want you to care for my health and not for the health of your computer. You can be a person which is gifted on your computer, but this is not your job. And I'm really, really would like to make sure that my doctor is not busy all the day fixing his computer. And so you should ask for commercial support if you are a doctor. This is very important. If people hear Debian Med, they assume immediately that this would be the tool you can save the money for support, just install it DVD and are ready with your practice. No, sorry, it is not. It is, maybe it's not yet, but I personally are doing this in my spare time. I do not want to be responsible for the doctor if something breaks on his system and he knocks on my door and says, well, your stuff is not working. This is not my job. He has to pay some money to people, and then the people who are getting this money are responsible to fix the stuff. It's also because you need specific knowledge of medicine to make this everything happen, and I don't have this. There is a lot of flux in things like medicine. The pharmacy is changing. The drugs there are new drugs and new prices and whatever. And if you want to be responsible for all this, it's a day job for a lot of people. And this work has to be done by knowledge people who are getting good money for this. So what we can serve is some kind of business model for a service provider of free medical software. We have free software. This is free of charge. And there are merits for consulting about this software, for installing this software, and supporting the software, and also updates. So all this can be simplified a lot if you use Debian. So you can earn even more money if you say, well, this saves a lot of my time, I can serve a lot more of clients, so Debian Med is fine for me if I'm running a company. That's my vision, how we want to support medical practices, hospitals, and so on. So what's the prospectus? The packaging effort for Vista is in a promising state, and I hope in 1 year or so, if I have a next talk in a similar event, I can show something more. And we try to provide some base for service providers in healthcare. This is to some extent even now done, because if a service provider wants to decide for a Linux distribution, we are way more advanced than any other distribution. And so it's a good base even now. And that's why I think we are now currently turning Debian into the distribution of choice for hospitals, which was finally the quite crazy vision when we had these bottles of wine in Bordeaux. And we made a good piece of way on this. And actually, I had never imagined 10 years ago that it was would be possible. So if you want to see this talk, well, this is what we in Germany call winter, not this what you have outside, right? This is winter. And you can, this is, glasses are some outlook. That's why I'm using this image. And you find this talk on my webpage. I actually had a similar talk which is video recorded and is also linked. So we will find some more there on this webpage about talks. So, and now we come to the questions, and if there are not so many questions, I can show you something from the DebianMate so-called web sentinel about packages we have, where you can check if they are okay or not. So, are there any questions? Can we deliver the mic? No, it's for the recording.
Hi. I'm not a specialist in the subject, so excuse me if it's a stupid question, but anyways, I'm curious to know what would be the advantages of using rich clients for these medical systems in favor of web clients?
Well, there is no advantage of fat clients in favor of of web clients because there are different systems. Vista is using fat clients, and they probably have their reason. They might be historical or not, but the other systems, OpenMRS and GNU Health, are web clients, and there are other systems using web clients. So.
There are places in the world where their internet support is very poor, and installing a relatively small system in a small hospital could allow them to keep their records in a much better way.
Yeah.
First, a little comment. The biggest hostel in the Porto Alegre uses the Grupo Hospitalar Conceição, just use the MEMS base that you just mentioned here, and the migration between the usage of this base and the migration between another base is a big problem to the IT team. I've been researching for electronic prescription for like 2-3 years, and I'm very care about the electronic signature inside the medical records. How the Debian integration works or not with electronic signatures, devices, and standards?
Well, that's a hard to answer question. I can tell for Germany, there are so-called Gesundheitskarte, which means health card or so. And there is a library which is called libcardreader, which actually reads these cards. And this is used, for instance, in GNUMED. I think there is not general solution. What we are doing is, as I said, if there is existent free software, we will include it into Debian. So if the software exists, just tell us if you need it, and we're trying to package it. That's a general answer. We cannot invent anything new just for this purpose, and we do not intend to do this. Is this a
Well, I did the work in the computer laboratory security in the University of Santa Catarina. We work with smart cards there, and we've tried some time to develop a multi-platform, cross-platform signature library that you could use in a website and something like that by Java applet. And one of the most the biggest problem with the Linux integration was that we couldn't take the information from the card because we couldn't when you need to do some signature, you need to load the module of the card you are using, and in the Linux we couldn't read what was the card modeling. So we couldn't, without load the pin first. So we couldn't check what module we should to load and then could use the smart card. So thinking in a big diffusion of this project, in that case we couldn't have we didn't have knowledge to change the kernel or something like that. Made some proposal, don't know.
Well, it's always the same. You have some software which should be loaded, model or whatever. You should build a Debian package, and if it is not works for you, file a bug report, and then we try to solve it. Sure. This is I can only give this general answer because, well, I'm not a kernel programmer or trying to work on modules. I'm just trying to be a generalist to solve these problems. And in this case, if some module is not loading, I would ask upstream, hey, it's not loading, what can I do? This is nothing specific for Debian. It is any distribution has a problem. Okay?
Sure. I just would like to say that because I see the signature of the electronic medical record is the future. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. We need this signing for trusting the records. This is definitely sure. But this detailed problem, I cannot give an answer to this problem. Yeah. Okay. Any more questions? What I forgot to say because of this T-shirt, I want to say what Debian is for me. It is the previous talk was talking about rough tone on mailing lists, and it's also called morons. I'm surrounded by morons. This is not very kind. But I'm wearing this T-shirt because Debian is kind of a family. Because the person who said that was died in 2000, in the year 2000, in the age of 21. It was very hard for us because it was a young man doing very, very, very valuable work in Debian. Nobody was knowing him, and he dedicated his whole life to Debian. And this was, it says, well, we are a family, right? We are a family of 1,000 people with a little bit understuffed by women, admittedly, but we are hoping this becomes better. But Debian is a little bit more than a bunch of geeks programming. We are meeting every year in the Debian conference, and this is also some point I really like. And if you have people who are joined in this family, they at least for me, it's a point that it creates more trust in what they are doing than some kind of anonymous people working on this. So this was what I wanted to tell you in my talk. If I have some minutes left and there are no other questions, I try to move. Can I use this mic? Can you switch on this mic? Ah, yes. No, it's okay. I can show you something. This is a so-called Web Sentinel, which we are using, and this is about the hospital information systems. You see, GNU Health is in experimental, and we have some other interesting stuff, which is this here, this FIS GTM, OpenMRS, and Vista is in our repository. We are working on this. You have SVN code to build packages. And I have no idea. I have put Brazilian Portuguese locale here, but it doesn't work. You see in German translations. I'm sorry about this. What I want to show about this Web Sentinel is you have a lot of packages here. Maybe you
know something that is the biology task, and we assemble all the information about these packages. The information's like the description of the package, and you see, at least you see it's translated, it's not English. If I would manage to get the Portuguese locale, you could see it in Portuguese. And if there is no translation, you find a link to translate it. For instance, we are quite good in German to translate it. Or you can fix the translation. You can just click on it, and if the translation is not working, maybe the internet is not working as fast as I want, then you can do translation on these pages. And my idea is this page, well, it's a biology task, attracts biologists, and the other task attracts people who are experts on this field. And we need the experts to translate this description of the packages, because at some point in time I failed to understand what the English description means, and you need people who understand it. The internet is not very stable here, whatever. And we have screenshots. Shaking hands. What the package might do is to get some imagination. We have some so-called popcorn numbers. You get a number how many people are using this package. So you get some imagination how good it might be for your work. And you get an overview about versions which are in what Debian release. And so this is also, what you see here is also the content of the meta package. So for the hospital, we can build every Debian package which is relevant for hospitals and put it in this meta package, or we have, as I said, medical imaging or biology. And this is our way to attract the user's attention to the packages he needs for his work. All this is auto-generated. And for instance, also for scientists, we have their citations. So upstream is very, very happy if they see these pages, because they just get another hit for their publications on Google. And in this case, we try to accomplish the mission to build a bridge between the users and the authors of the software by putting everything they need on one web page. And the technique behind is quite easy. It is just naming the name of the package, and everything else is auto-generated from the information we have inside Debian. And it's the very same database is also used to build the meta packages, which you can finally install. And this is kind of this blends technique I mentioned in advance. And this is available for Debian Med, for Debian Edu, DBChem, for Chemetrist, for Debian GIS. And so this is a quite interesting thing if you start diving into Debian with a specific field but have no idea what kind of packages are available for you. So if there are no further questions, I think there's 2 minutes left anyway, so then thank you for your attention, and I hope you will be happy with the software.